If you've picked up a celebrity magazine recently, there's a good chance you've seen a photo of Canada's new Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. The 44-year-old was elected last October, and since then he seems to be everywhere, meeting with Queen Elizabeth in London, hobnobbing with the rich and famous in Davos, Switzerland, and this week he's in Washington for a state dinner at the White House. It is the first attended by a Canadian leader in nearly 20 years. NPR International Affairs correspondent Jackie Northam has this profile.
In 2012, Justin Trudeau, then a young member of parliament in the Canadian government, agreed to a charity boxing match.
From the red corner, 180 pounds, Justin Trudeau.
Trudeau, sporting boxing shorts and a large tattoo of a raven on his left shoulder, took as many hits from the announcer as he did from his opponent, a much beefier senator.
He's wearing liberal red, of course. I call him the shiny pony.
Oh, Ezra going
for the skipping rope, the low blow. Like
the odds going in were 3-1 against Trudeau, but the shiny pony surprised the crowd.
And there you have it, the fight called for Justin Trudeau.
That boxing match could very well have been a preview of the Canadian elections last October. Trudeau and his Liberal Party were in third place at the start of the short campaign. But once again, his opponents underestimated him. Trudeau won a decisive victory. During his victory speech, Trudeau delivered a message of unity and optimism for the future, what he calls sunny ways.
Have faith in your fellow citizens, my friends. They are kind and generous. They are open-minded and optimistic. And they know in their heart of hearts that a Canadian is a Canadian is a Canadian.
Tall, athletic, and with matinee idol looks, Trudeau energized the Canadian elections, normally regarded as pretty dull affairs.
I think there's more to it than looks, though. I think there's a sense that he seems authentic.
Althea Raj is Ottawa bureau chief for the Huffington Post. She says Trudeau captured the mood for change, especially among young, cynical Canadians.
They feel like he's a little bit like one of them. You know, he embraces social media, he's present, he's kind of cheeky, he's a Star Wars nerd, and they feel connected to him.
There's a natural connection to Trudeau for many Canadians, through his father. Pierre Elliott Trudeau was twice Prime Minister of Canada. He was a charismatic but divisive leader who drove sleek foreign sports cars, dated celebrities, and married a woman, Margaret Sinclair, 28 years his junior. He inspired a phenomena dubbed Trudeau-mania. Raj says many Canadians remember this colorful era fondly and have an affinity for Justin Trudeau.
A lot of people remember the day he was born. They remember him growing up, they remember his father, they remember his parents' nasty divorce. So they have this feeling that they know him, and there is the sense that he is our first dynasty.
The younger Trudeau is living up to his father's image. Vogue magazine called him dashing, and the New York Times ran an article questioning whether the youthful prime minister has helped make Canada hip. Trudeau earned the Twitter hashtag hottie at an international forum. Trudeau poses for selfies with the likes of Bono and Kevin Spacey and just about anybody else who wants a picture with him.
I don't know if Justin Trudeau would be anywhere today if his name was Justin Jones.
Stephen Taylor, former director of the National Citizens Coalition, a conservative lobbying group, says so far Trudeau is all show and no substance.
I think that the prime minister risks a bit of overexposure and accusations of being a bit too flashy. We're facing serious economic troubles in Canada in the future.
Some Canadians are just deeply uncomfortable with the self-promotion and having a celebrity for a prime minister, says Stephen Marsh, a Toronto-based author and columnist with Esquire magazine. He says Trudeau is very good at controlling his image and building a brand. On Skype, Marsh says Trudeau uses it as a foreign policy tool to help shape Canada's image in the world.
If we want to spread our values, if we want to have an agenda globally, we're not going to do it by buying some military planes. We're going to do it by being this shining example.
Marsh points to Trudeau's decision to resettle 25,000 Syrian refugees within 4 months of taking office. He says he will raise his sons as feminists, and his administration is a portrait of diversity. Ian MacDonald, editor and publisher of Policy, a bimonthly political magazine, says many in the cabinet are rookies, including the finance and environment ministers. He says mistakes will ultimately be made, but...
I think that Mr. Trudeau has permission slips from the voters to do a lot of things, and that if he comes up short, that they'll be in a forgiving mood, at least in the beginning.
MacDonald's advice to Prime Minister Trudeau? Stop with the selfies already and start governing. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Ottawa.